Everyone, welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Doug, take it away.
All right, let's see.
Hey, before we get started, did you know that it's really easy to make a blooming onion on your own?
Really?
Sure is.
It's not that difficult. It's just some seasoning, flour, and then throw some eggs and milk together and then put it in the air fryer, and then you're good.
I guess it requires an air fryer.
Yeah, I mean, you could, I guess you could, like, you could do like the whole thing where you put it in the grease, but I'd rather, you know, the air fryer is the air fryer. So,
yeah.
Fuck, you don't have an air fryer?
No.
Fuck, man. That needs to be a Christmas
gift. Like every other device.
That is a fucking, you will never go back to an oven. Like to do, just to do like French fries or like to do. Chicken fingers, whatever you do, mozzarella sticks.
I think we eat different foods.
You don't eat French fries?
I mean, not a lot. I mean, we order from somewhere with French fries, maybe, but I mean, otherwise, no, not really.
I mean, when I make French fries, I throw them in the air fryer, not the oven.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying it tastes fucking awesome. I guess you don't eat frozen French fries.
Not really.
Oh, all right. I mean, but you know, it's kind of rude to just say like that we eat different foods. I mean, obviously.
But you mentioned chicken fingers and French fries. We don't really eat those things. So,
well, fucking flex on me, I guess.
Yeah.
Aren't I a piece of shit?
Jeremy Richmond and Doug Sheffman.
Yeah. Fucking, don't you dare, Mr. fucking burrito every day.
Douglas Flay.
Oh my god.
Like Bobby Flay. Dougie Flay.
We did actually start on Monday we started doing the chef box thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, cuz like we're getting tired of the same old shit no offense to Ashley, but she makes, and even she'll admit, she's like, I don't fucking have time for all this cooking and shit after all my day. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. So we're trying the chef box shit. So we'll see how it goes. I'll report back. I'll let you know. But
yeah. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, questions?
Oh yeah. That's what we're doing. speaking of food, Austin asked, if you had to eliminate one food group from the food group pyramid, which do you choose and why?
Doug.
Hey, hold on.
What?
I'm not on the food pyramid. You taste, which is bullshit.
Delicious. You taste delicious.
Dude, that's a tough one. Because I like cheese. And I like meat.
Let's see. Food pyramid.
And I like fruits and vegetables. I guess grain.
Right.
I guess. That's the fatty stuff. But I like bread too.
Yeah, I love bread.
I love bread.
let's see here. Okay. Well, you could always just get rid of the fats, oils, and never mind. I like those.
oh, I like those.
I'm gonna get rid of the bottom. This is daily exercise and weight control.
That's not in the food pyramid.
It's the foundation of the pyramid.
No, it's not. The big one is bread, cereal, rice, and pasta is the bottom of it. I'm gonna go, you know what, I'm gonna get rid of veggies.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Fuck veggies. Like, love me some fruit. I hate a lot of vegetables, so I fuck it. goodbye.
Man,
I probably would get rid of the fats, oils, and confectionery, because it's like, I mean, like candies and cookies and things, like I could be fine without that, but like, yeah, don't touch my bread or my cheese or the meats and veggies. No thank you. It's all the sugary shit that's not good for you anyway, so get rid of it.
Kev?
Yeah. Get rid of it. I'm in the same boat with that. The healthy, the oils and all that. Yeah, just give me, because I like vegetables and fruits.
Same.
So, yeah, man, it'd be hard to get rid of. Oh, I see one here says nuts, seeds, beans, and tofu.
Jer over here like, motherfucking like French fries and chicken fingers.
That's what's replacing the fucking veggies.
Uh-huh. It's part of the food group. Uh-huh.
God, you're like a child. Eat the same thing my son eats.
I mean, don't we all?
Chicken tendies.
Okay, more questions. It's funny, Byron said vegetables and fruit too. Exoskeleton said black beans are life. It's true. Dude, I love me some fucking black beans. Chaos saying, wants to know, why does Doug hate me and never pick my Metal Gear question? We did. Yeah. We answered it last week. Thanks for listening, bud.
Oh, called out. Oh my God.
Yeah, also,
I feel like we've answered it a few times too.
And also, like, yeah, you're gonna hear our answer and you're gonna see why I never asked it, because no one fucking plays Metal Gear games in our group. man. Emerald Enforcer had some weird questions. What is the meaning of Half-Life?
Oh, the meaning of it? An oppressive power that takes over, and then it's essentially America, what's happening now. So
yeah, I'm assuming they mean the game, because like the literal like Half-Life just means that, you know, half life, half your life.
Like think of life as half full.
Oh, maybe he is just talking about Half-Life. Like, what is the meaning of Half-Life? Yeah, 50% of your life. He's not even
midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I had in my 20s.
Oh, let's see. The half-life of a drug is the time it takes for the amount of the drug's active substance in your body to reduce by half.
Okay.
Which is also true for, like, I know they use that term also when dealing with, like, radiation and stuff as well. Anyways, he also wants to know, or she, I guess, I don't know their gender. They want to know, is there a really good medicated shampoo that can help me get rid of the bad case of head crabs? I guess they're just really stuck on they're playing Half-Life. They must be playing the game Half-Life
for the first time.
I'm gonna say go with Head and Shoulders. It's always
Head and Shoulders, right? Yeah.
Yeah, head crab and shoulders.
Head crab and shoulders.
There you go.
Knees and toes. expansion. They also want to know, I've accumulated more than 99 coins already. Why have I not gotten an extra life yet?
Oh, because you need 100, dum-dum.
I'd say more than 99.
So. Oh, more than 99? Oh, you're playing on the wrong difficulty.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're playing on the hardcore mode. This is one run through, but like, you don't get extra lives in this one. Yeah.
This is roguelike. This is rogue.
Yeah.
No, this is not roguelike. You do not get to respawn.
That's exactly. It's
roguelike means that you get to respawn with all of your. Okay,
then it's permadeath. How about that?
Yeah, it's permadeath, man.
Hardcore mode. Lose all your loot on death.
Your fucking inventory goes bye bye.
Yeah, no, you don't get to carry over anything. I mean, unless you have a certain religion, I guess.
This is fucking. This is very, very depressing. Next question.
Elliot Alderson wants to know: do you guys watch anime, and if so, which ones?
Wow. No. That's a very broad question. I would say
I never got into them.
Yes, but not currently. But there's some that I want to watch. Just when my problem with anime is I always want to watch like the subbed versions, not the dubbed versions, and I just don't have time. It's the same thing with like Squid Game right now on Netflix. Like I just don't have time to commit to like
reading
actually watching something. Yeah, versus just listening, which I do most of the time anyways. Because I'll put stuff on at work and listen more than actually watch while I work. So that would require me to actually watch. So, like, I want to watch Cowboy Bebop since the Netflix live action's coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's only like a season or three or something. It's really short.
I think it's like a season and then a movie.
Yeah. So, yeah. I've watched a handful over the years. So, I don't know.
Anything stick out?
Elfenlaid.
Okay.
Watched that one like 10 years ago and it stuck with me because it's just so fucking violent. So.
Man. I was more old school. I rented out like the Blockbuster anime section when I was a kid. But with anime, I mean, you miss like one episode, like, or you miss like 1 week of episodes and you've missed like 20 things. So it's hard to keep up with. I think the last thing I watched was Sword Art Online. And I watched like the first two or three seasons to that, to where they started going into like other like MMO games. But it was good. I tried to watch the Attack on Titan because I've heard nothing but good things about that as well.
Oh, I did. I watched the first season of Attack on Titan, and I was going to, because I was under the impression that the final season was this year, or was the one that was airing this year. And I think it is technically, but I think they did a part one, part two for the final season. So I was like, dope, it's about to end. There's one episode left. I'm going to like wait for that to end, and then I'm going to binge the whole show. And then it was like, to be continued, and it was like, well, I'm gonna keep waiting because I'm not gonna get caught up and then have to sit around and wait like a year before part two drops. Like, I'll get to it when I get to it. It's fine.
Yeah,
but season one was fun, and I read some of the manga as well. Nice. So, what else? Oh my god, there's so much yelling happening outside of my office. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's driving me fucking crazy.
I don't hear it.
I'm about to go out there and open a can. On my entire family.
Stone cold music hits, the glass breaks. Just walking rocking through the door.
Let's see. Clyde's night school asked, which I haven't seen them in a bit. You have been assigned a mission from the government to assemble your own Justice League Avenger style team. You can choose characters from any form of media or real life, regardless of them being good or bad. Who is on your team? Batman.
But in real life?
Instead of media.
Oh, okay.
Or real life.
I'm gonna go to the Dark Justice League and get all Sith. They have all the power.
Okay. So they save the world and then they enslave the world. Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
No one said there were rules here, and now you're enacting rules.
Darth Vader would be a good one, though, to put on the team.
Yep.
Especially if you had Batman. Batman would keep him in check somehow. And then, yeah, but then you got Darth Vader's powers and, like, absolute brutality. And then I'm just going to pick three of them. For my third, John Cena.
Damn it, you took mine. I was gonna John Cena was my number one pick. I was gonna keep it more grounded. I was gonna have John Cena, and then I was gonna have The Rock, and then I was gonna have Kevin Hart, because you can't have The Rock without Kevin Hart. And
that's a package deal. That's his fucking Robin.
Exactly. That's exactly how it would play out. It would be like, yeah, Rock just bossing around Kevin Hart.
I want to see a Batman movie with The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Wow, I got to be Damian Wayne.
Jack Black as literally anybody else. It doesn't matter. You could cast him in any role in the Batman universe. I'd fucking take it. He'd be great as Penguin. He'd be great Riddler. As the Joker, the Riddler,
or even Joker. Yeah.
Or even fucking Nightwing. Like, I don't give a shit anymore. Who cares?
His gut hanging out over the belt. Like,
it's been a rough few years.
Over the utility belt.
You finally did it, Batman. You stopped all the crime. And I've settled down. That's funny. Let's see, man. Shit. I'm scrolling through these. We have so many like saga questions. I don't like, that's why I scroll through these and I'm like, we have a lot of questions, but some of them are like D&D, Star Wars, or saga specific. So I try not to like bombard us with those, but that's kind of what we have a lot left
of. Give us one of those and that'll be our last question for the day.
Okay, if you could pick a new Star, I think we may have already answered this, but it's fine. Or if not this specific question, one similar. If you could pick a new Star Wars movie trilogy or saga, what time frame would you
Knights
want?
Knights of the Old Republic.
Knights of the Old Republic. Yeah, so we'll skip easily. That one. I think we've already done that one.
Yeah, because there's so much to explore.
Hold on, where'd they go? Austin asked, and this one may be a little more specific, I guess, maybe to me. What is a good place to start if you've never played D&D before?
Anywhere?
Anywhere. Listen to some D&D podcasts, just to kind of get a feel for it will be a good place to start. And then game-wise, is it here? There be Goblins, I think, is a little play set. Or not a playset. It's a game set or whatever, and it's really simple. It takes like four players, as everything lined out for the DM, so it's really easy to run. It's how the McElroys started their Adventure Zone podcast. They did that set, and then they went from there.
You know, it's a really good one.
It's
too.
It's got pre-made everything. It's a really easy thing to run. So you know, that's a really good place to start.
Good place to start too is playing a game like Munchkin, because it gives you kind of the basics of that kind of character building. Mm-hmm. And they do it with cards to make it laid out and really well. And they even have a dungeon board game that you can buy too, that kind of introduces you. It's a really light way to get into it, but it's definitely a way.
Yeah. And then I have Gantz played with, so I'm loving 8-Bit Saga. Do you happen to have other plans for different Star Wars campaigns? No. I can't even get Saga done. So, like, no, currently no. Currently, no. Oh, that's not to say in like 10 years when we finish Saga, maybe, but like.
Well, let me just drag my my script to the trash can then.
It's your script.
Been working on that for years.
I don't currently. I mean, I maybe some of the other Saga boys have something planned. I let the other guys, if they have a good like idea that would fit into our show, I let them run. We've had Daniel's run one and Caleb's run one, like a session of Saga that have taken place in our universe. And those have been fun. We did like a horror fest episode a couple years ago that Daniel ran, where there was like zombies. And then Kale did one where we were in the Kale's weapon factory. And that was a fun one too. Yeah. That had the Ugnaught wraps in it. That was a fun one.
Oh, that was such a good one.
I will say we're waiting on music right now from him for the next episode. The episode is pretty much done. I just got to get to his music because Kale wrote music.
So
good. In character, he wrote music, and there's three songs in this episode that he does, and they are very funny. Yep. So,
all right, that's it. That's it for the show. Stay tuned next week. We got more fun coming for you. 8-Bit Horror Fest is happening as well, so make sure you check that out. And other than that, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.